Good morning, everyone. It's Sally Kaelin here. I am recording today outside, so I apologize if there is noise in the background. I am hopeless with the editing, but I needed to drop on and give you a quick message because I keep seeing a lot of Instagram accounts, Facebook ads claiming to be able to help and fix your relationships pretty much in a weekend. And I want to just go over some of why that is usually not possible, but the positives about making changes, of course. But people claiming that you can just heal and fix everything in a weekend, it's just not accurate. So let me break it down for you. I'm not even going to go into the amount of accounts I've been witnessing lately, growing their accounts through bots and all kinds of things. But I think what troubles me about a lot of these accounts, the more followers they've got or the more, you know, whatever it looks like, then somehow they're more credible. But I am seeing a lot of information that is just hooking people in, and it's not actually how it works. So I'm going to give you what I have known in my literally 15 to 20 years of being in the field of relationships, my own expertise in my own life journey of what I've gone through. And but I'm going to keep this very short and succinct, this episode, so please stay with me on this. And letting you know why relationships can be difficult and why fixing them is a necessity, because let's face it, the quality of your relationships determines the rest of your life. That is a fact. You know, you can look at everything else in your life, but if you're not got a great relationship with yourself or with other people, then it seems to be pointless, right? And you know, it goes to this interview I was watching recently about this girl that was imprisoned in a Iranian prison for, she didn't do anything wrong, but I remember one of the things she said, and it really stuck to me. She said, "I soon realized that I would rather starve to death than have no interaction with people," because they put her into solitary confinement, meaning relations with others, the importance of having that connection is so important, which is why, yes, it is worth investing in yourself and in your life if you want to make changes with your relationships. But let me tell you why it's not, why a weekend course can't fix it. Okay, why you can't fix your troubled relationships or change the patterns in a weekend. Because the way you are now, your conditioning, your beliefs, they are ingrained into your subconscious programming. Your body remembers everything, right? Your body remembers it more than the mind sometimes. That's why you can consciously make decisions that you're going to do X, Y, Z, and then you begin to do it with all intention. And then before you know it, your body is literally signaling the brain, hey, wait a minute, you're meant to be all strung out now, or you're meant to be feeling this now. And you're somehow reacting old patterns, right? Because they're normal, they're familiar. And so part of the healing journey is being able to recognize your inner patterns, recognize the emotions that you've been playing out, you know, your whole life, basically, your conditioning, essentially. And then begin to create new patterns, beliefs, behaviors, and change those. So you're unlearning the patterns and you're creating change. And that cannot happen in 2 days. As much as I believe in, you know, coming into the present moment, and if we can all be present, then it is not going to be a problem. But how many of us can master the power of presence with a click of a finger? Again, we are wired in a particular way. So it's all well and good. And I've been guilty of this, of saying, come into the present moment. And the only thing you're battling with really is, you know, is the present moment. Because if we could all be very present, we wouldn't be repeating patterns. We wouldn't be doing what we're doing. And, you know, whilst I've sort of said stuff along those lines, I've always been a big believer in, you know, you've got to do the inner work as well. You've got to heal those trauma patterns from the past. And that can involve, you know, hypnotherapy, inner child work, EFT, all kinds of things, right, that you can do, EMDR, like treatments to heal trauma, to heal your patterns. But you cannot do that in a weekend. What you can do, however, in that weekend is have the tools and the knowledge and the wisdom to begin to understand why you do what you do. And that's what I'm all about. This is why when I take people on in my initial 6-week program, it's about educating people. It's about teaching people, okay, let's look at those programs that you've got. Let's look at those unconscious behaviors that you keep doing that keep attracting unavailable men or keep attracting the narcissistic person or whatever it is. It's about education when I do the work that I do. And without claiming you're going to be somehow be healed and fixed in, you know, 6 phone calls with me, because it doesn't work like that. However, you are going to be equipped with the knowledge and everything you need to take those steps forward and create that new life and have those great relationships, right? Because another thing I want to throw in, it's not that you have to be oh so perfectly healed in order to attract a great relationship. No, but you have to be self-aware enough to recognize the patterns that are keeping you from having that which you truly want in a partner. And if you're used to a lot of pain and a lot of struggle in your relationships, and then you do meet someone that treats you really, really well, and you really like this person, it can be difficult because you're so used to the emotions of, you know, pain or second guessing yourself and all of the stuff that comes with it, that you can sometimes sabotage those new relationships, which is why I love to work with clients too that have found themselves in a new relationship and they want to make sure that this is the relationship that that's going to last. And I help them also understand, you know, how they can keep going, growing and evolving in that relationship by ending any of those toxic patterns that come up, because inevitably they do come up, right? You know, you can feel very healed in certain aspects and then suddenly you're finding yourself responding to an old pattern, an old program. And we don't want that. So that is all I've got to say today, guys. My message is, you know, find the people you love to follow, of course. Find your influencers that give you all the tools and strategies you need in helping you heal on your journey. Invest in a coach. Don't just watch YouTube clips or listen to a bit here, a bit there, because let me tell you now, investing in your life, in your relationships, is going to change your life. Find the person that you resonate with, that you feel you have a connection with, and invest in that. Like, I know it's sometimes hard. We don't want to invest our money into like our relationships. But like I say, your relationship is everything in your life. And more people, you know, so many people spend more money on sport or on alcohol or on partying or whatever it is, when their whole life is about the relationship they have with themselves. So I want you to really think about that. And like I say, that person could be me. I do offer an initial free call to talk about my 6-week program, or it could be somebody else out there that you find you connect with on Instagram or, you know, Facebook, LinkedIn, wherever it is. But don't go ahead in your life and keep repeating the same cycles. You know, I recently had an encounter with a girl, and she basically was telling me she had no issues, essentially, even though every one of her relationships, the guy was either cheating on her or, you know, not someone she was attracted to. And she said, you know, it's not me that's doing it. As soon as I know they're no good, I get rid of them. So I don't have a problem. It's them. But you know what? It's not that you have a problem in that sense, because I don't like labels. It's more that there's a pattern, a belief that you are sending out to the world that is creating an energetic match with people that can't either commit or aren't into you enough or whatever it is. My point is, we have to own our story. We have to look at ourselves. And if your relationships aren't working, then you have to look at what is inside of me that is attracting this or allowing this. What is it? And that doesn't get cleared up in 2 days by someone giving you some information and some tools and knowledge. You've got to do the work. And that is where I come in, because we go deep. Like I say, I've been doing this work for well over 10 years professionally, but, you know, 15, 20 years, because I've lived through the hell. I've been in the crappy relationships. I've been in abusive, narcissistic relationships. I've been every scenario you can think of, guys. I've been there. I've also studied this path. I understand how the body needs to be part of the healing, not just the mind. And, you know, we have to learn to release a lot of that from ourselves in order to have, you know, something better. So if you're interested in a call, come on over to my Instagram, Sally Kalin, and book that call with me. Follow me. Let me know you've seen this podcast. Let me know what you think of it. Does this resonate with you? Do you feel a sense of connection to this? And I want to just thank you all for tuning in, all the shares, all the messages, for being in the top 20 podcasts to listen to in the world is always so exciting. And I am just so grateful, guys, that you are here. And I will be back in a few days with a new podcast.